Lots of singers air their dirty laundry in song. Ali Spaltrow may be the only singer who has recorded songs while actually doing her laundry.
So it's about 2 in the morning, and I'm sitting in the corner of my very dark and very freezing basement in my coat and scarf, might I add, waiting for my clothes to dry.
As a teenager, Spaltrow gained a following in Portland, Maine with her Simply Song tunes. That those songs were home recordings only added to their charm. As the washer-dryer whirls in the background, Spaltrow pulls out her banjo and starts to sing.
I cannot think of that song with this music on, and I never want to go back to Arkansas.
From the laundry room to the recording studio, Ali Spaltrow is now out with her debut album. She records under the name Lady Lamb the Beekeeper. It's a name that came to her in a dream at a time when she would wake up in the middle of the night to write down her dreams.
And that was written in my notebook when I woke up one day and saw it all scribbled in my cursive in a big lump. It was exactly at the time that I wanted a moniker for the 12 songs that I had recorded, so that I could share them at the local record store without giving away who I was. And that's why I put that on the album, and it just stuck, and it's been a good 5.5 years now.
So these home recordings, you actually kind of packaged them yourself and kind of brought them to the record store from the trunk of your car?
Yes, because I worked right next door to the record store. I worked for 4 years at an independent DVD rental store, and my town was small enough that everyone knew me by name, and I was so nervous about this new endeavor of making music. I wasn't sure how it would be received at all, so I wanted a way to share it while remaining mysterious. So I put 12 copies at the counter for free at the record store.
When Ali Spaltrow joined me in the studio, we talked about one song off her album, one that shows off the big sound she's achieved away from the washer-dryer. It's called Aubergine.
Aubergine, she's on my bed now.
Is the song about someone in particular?
It is, yeah.
How much can I get out of you?
Probably not too much.
It does feel a little bit like a breakup song.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you could talk a little bit just maybe about that part of your life when you were writing
it. Oh, sure. I mean, these songs were, I'm 23 now. These songs were written when I was 18, 19, most of them. But they really are from a place of being young and heartbroken or in love or nostalgic for an unrequited love. And so in that, they're very pulpy. You know, they're very, very much about being young and being full of feelings and just very emotional.
This line in particular.
I was unborn when I was younger. I was unborn when I was younger. But I was rebuilt when you spoke. I woke when you spoke.
So dramatic. So young and dramatic.
That's true. At 18 or 19, to talk about being unborn.
Yeah, very, a little over the top, which is actually why this particular arrangement is a little poppier and maybe more accessible than the song is on my own. I really wanted to take some of the whining out of what I did with the song solo and open it up to be maybe a little danceable even, you know, a little...
Did you say whining?
A little whiny, yeah. You know, I wanted to sort of weaken the whininess a little bit that comes out in the solo performance and make it more, just make it more fun, really.
You said there's always a reason for leaving, there's always a reason to stay. I know exactly why I'm leaving.
You know, I wanted to make something that people could really enjoy listening to and not feel like it was too brooding or too depressing, you know?
Do you feel like you're getting that rap a little as you're starting out in your career?
Honestly, I didn't feel like I was getting the rap. I think that was just sort of a pressure I put on myself. Sort of like, oh, you know, I'm so brooding all the time.
Like I'm a woman with a guitar in a coffee shop.
And... Yeah, and you know, I enjoy music that I can dance to that might have maybe introspective or dramatic lyrics, but don't take it too far that you're just depressed about it, you know?
It's the most joyful song about heartbreak that I've heard in a while.
Right. Yeah, and it reminds me a little of this Cher, Believe. You know, do you believe in life after love? That song is so, so sad. But the beat, you know, it makes it sound so happy. And I actually covered that song and slowed it down a ton and made it as sad as the lyrics are. And that made me really realize that I could do something like this to Aubergine, where I could take something that was sad and make it a bit happier musically.
Well, Ali Spaltro, it was a really fun song, and thank you for walking through it with us, giving us kind of the story behind it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
The song is called Aubergine. It's from Ali Spaltro's debut album, Ripely Pine. She records under the name Ladyland the Beekeeper. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.